youth, they've done this a couple times in recent years as special music, but a newer one for us to sing at this time during our praise songs. But it's a beautiful song. It's on the radio too. Oh, Praise the Name, 137. Cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bowed and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed by heavy stone, Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord our God. 137 is where we're at. And on the third, at break of dawn, the Son of Heaven rose again. Oh, tremble death, where is your sting? The angels roar for Christ the King. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see everybody today. It's wonderful to be back. We miss you when we're gone, certainly, but I want to say thanks to the elders for helping. We watched the service on YouTube the other night, and they did a wonderful job. Philip Heckenleibel did, too. It was fun to see him here. We went to a 4C church in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, last Sunday morning. So it was fun to worship with them there. And the meetings were great. We were going to give a report today after church, but we'll wait for another Sunday because, unfortunately, Ann tested positive for COVID on Thursday morning this week. So I said she must have brought back some wild variant from Rhode Island. Maybe we'll call it, well, whatever we'll call it, doesn't matter. So prayers for her. She's doing much better. I'm feeling 100%. I did a home test this morning just to make sure, but out of caution, I'm not going to greet you today. I'll just go out this door and go home, which is a bummer for me because one of the highlights of today is to greet all of you after church. But I just thought better play it safe, trusting that I will avoid it. And so, let's see, back to the announcements. The kitchen countertops, they did get installed this last Thursday and Friday, so if you want to take a look at them afterwards, I think they look beautiful. Big thanks to the women of the church for coordinating this project. Shirley Mettler has taken quite a lead on it, so thank you. She's done a lot of legwork and a lot of hours. Thanks to some of the guys from the consistory, they came and removed the old countertops on Tuesday. Ken, I need to ask, there's like, look, one sink left. Is that spoken for? Do you know? Okay. Well, if you think you might be interested in it, talk to Ken Stefanik or Steve Pressler, I guess. Okay. The other two are gone. So there is one old one out there, it looks like. Anyway. So the sinks, they're not all installed yet. The new sinks are not. And we had an anonymous donation for those. They're a little bit deeper, and when you get those size of sinks, that's a nice chunk of money. So praise the Lord for that. Also, in regard to the banquet, so we haven't been able to serve that in person the last 2 years. This is down in Yankton, you know. But this year, we can, so far. So that's August 11th. It's a Thursday. There are still some needs out there. The sign-up sheets are against that back wall. I know we need probably at least 10 people. Maybe if you can't go, or even if you can go to help serve, we need at least 10 9x13 pans of Rice Krispie bars. We need help on that Wednesday, the 10th, to come and make the lasagna here, and we need help for people to be down there to help serve. So, kids, I guess I didn't get the age on that. Do you know, is it like 14? Seems like that's, okay. Seems like that's what it was. So school's not started yet, so if some of the high schoolers want to come along and help, it would be wonderful, too. Sunday school teachers and helpers, there's some needs there. One for the fourth and fifth grade class. You would be working with Cindy Herbolt, taking turns, co-teaching with her. There's also, we need a couple teachers for the second and third grade. That's one class together. Helpers for the little ones and a helper for that second and third grade class. So talk to Mark Guthmiller or call the church office if you would like to do that. Lots of other announcements. I will let you read those later as you have time. Let's bow our heads in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the coolness of the early morning anyway, for what's forecast to be a pretty warm day. But Lord, we're here with you in your presence. There's nowhere else we would rather be, honestly, than with you. And Father, as I've said before, but so often I think of Moses when you said your presence was not going to go with them. And Moses said, Lord, then we're not moving, because who else will distinguish us from all the other peoples of the earth than your presence? And that's our prayer all the time, Father, especially today as we gather. We don't come here just to go through motions. We come here to meet with you together as the body of Christ. And we ask for your presence to fill this place. Lord, move among us by the power of your Spirit. We ask that and we thank you for it by faith as we love you and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's stand together. We'll sing number 63 in your hymnal. Of course, the screen, we don't have the new screen yet or other parts. We're waiting patiently on that, but we have our hymnals. 63, all creatures of our God and King, between the fourth and fifth verses, there's a transition which goes on to that next page for those of you that read music, and we're going to do that today. Okay. Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise him, alleluia. Thou rising morn in praise rejoice, lights of evening find a voice. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. 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 Thou flowing water pure and clear, make music for thy Lord to hear. Alleluia. Alleluia, thou partial master, full and bright, thou givest man both warmth and light. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. And all ye men of tender heart, forgiving others, take your part. Oh, sing ye, alleluia. Ye who long pain and sorrow bear, praise God and on him cast your care. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Let all things their Creator bless, and worship him in humbleness. Oh, praise him, alleluia. Praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Amen. Such a beautiful hymn there, and all of God's creation praises him. We know that. We know that. Well, take a moment before you're seated and greet those around you, please. Okay, we will have our sharing of joys and concerns here. Several things that I have on my list. So first, I think most of you probably know that Myron Melhoff passed this last week on Wednesday. Seemed to be a massive heart attack. That would be Brian's dad and Devin and Emily from our church. Devin's grandfather, Linda, is Myron's wife. So they are having his visitation today at Zion Reformed from 5 to 7 with a prayer service at 7 this evening. His funeral will be tomorrow morning at Zion at 10:30. So prayers for the family. Also, Tim Fryer, his grandmother, Sadie Fryer, she had been in the Scotland Care Center for a few years. She passed away yesterday morning at 99, and she would have been 100 on August 13th. Coming up. Don't know details of that funeral service yet at this point. My dad, he is in the hospital still in Sioux Falls. He had one of his episodes, I guess that's the only way I know how to say it. It would seem to be like a TIA, but they're not calling it that specifically on Wednesday. But he's doing better. Hospital said he could have gone home Friday, but his assisted living said no, not till Monday. Hopefully. So we appreciate your prayers there. Also for this baby, Evelyn Johnson. I do have a little more information there. It's in the insert there from what was on the prayer chain. Born very early, weighing 12 ounces, but unless anybody else has heard different, the last thing I heard was that she is stable. Anybody? Okay. So we've thank the Lord for that and for all what God has given medical science the wisdom to do. We continue to pray for her. Bill Headley, both Bill and Judy, really. Bill is down at Majestic Bluffs. He was transferred there on Monday for time of rehab, recovery. He is on dialysis, so it's nice that he's pretty close to the hospital there for that transfer over 3 days a week. This was in the Freeman Courier, too, but you know, we've been praying for this 14-year-old girl from Freeman, Kaylin Salas, who had a liver transplant recently. She's down in, I think, the St. Louis, Missouri area. Her 14th birthday is this coming Saturday, and they're asking for a card shower for her. The address is in the Courier there. You probably don't know, or I don't either, but we plan to send a card down there to her. On another note, I had a call from Dylan Lair at 9 o'clock this morning. So apparently his grandfather, Elton, passed away this morning. He's been in the Scotland Care Center over there. So he did say I could announce it. I asked him that. No funeral arrangements, of course. It's much too soon for that. But prayers for the family, Kent and the grandkids and the family. So a lot to pray for. Anything else over on this side? David?
We need rain.
Yes, we need rain. Amen. We desperately do, and we will lift that up. Yes. Steve? Yeah, yes, Sherry. Welcome home from Toledo, Ohio, safely. On time, hopefully. Good. Okay. Anybody else over there? Okay, here. Alicia. Can you say that louder up the second? Jane Sidlacek. Okay. All right, okay. Jane Sidlacek had passed away yesterday. Prayers for her family. Okay. Anybody else over here? Greg?
No.
Yeah, amen. Special thanks to Jennifer Herbold for holding down the fort here at the office while we were gone. Amen. It's wonderful to have an administrative assistant. Boy, she's a great blessing. Tyler?
There's a possibility Henry could be in church next Sunday, so we just pray for that.
Amen. All right, that's wonderful. Tyler said there's a possibility his son Henry might be able to be with him in church next Sunday. That would be a great joy. All right. Good to have Don and Joanne Frosch with us this morning. Yeah, always. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, there's much to lift before your throne always, and your ears are always open to our prayers. So we come, Father, as a congregation, praying for the family of Jane Sedlacek. I don't know the details, but you do, and we pray for her family, for her friends. Lord, there's been several homegoings here, and we ask for your comfort to all of these families, for Tim Fryer and the family at his grandmother Sadie's homegoing yesterday morning as well, for the Myron Melhoff family as he went home to be with you on Wednesday. Be with them, Lord, through today and tomorrow and certainly in the weeks and months to come. We pray, Father, for the family of Elton Lair. It's his home going this morning. Lord, with these loved ones going, as your word says, we don't have to sorrow as those who have no hope. We can't even imagine what it would be like without you, Jesus. For those who seem to think that we're no different than a dog or an animal, that when we're done, we're done. We know there's so much more to life after this earth, and heaven is a wonderful place. So thank you for ministering to all of these, Lord, during these times. I pray for Anne as she's getting over COVID and doing better today, and I know there's different ones around that I've heard with it. We just pray that it could cease and subside and be rid from our lives, Lord. But we press forward, we move forward, and we praise you for your goodness and your health and your strength for each new day. I lift up my dad as he's in the hospital, and Lord, just would pray that he could go back to assisted living tomorrow to be with my mom. We pray for Bill and Judy Headley, especially Bill, having therapy, recovering from his broken femur and all that entails in the midst of dialysis. Just be with them. And for this baby, Evelyn Johnson, Lord, born even under a pound, thank you for your power, your miracle-working power within that little body, Lord. And for you, as amazing as you are, Lord, all the glory to you. We pray for Kaylin Salas. The 14-year-old is with the new liver and her birthday coming on Saturday. Thank you that, as far as I know, things have improved there, and we pray that that can continue. Lord, as we've all been lifting up the need for rain, and we do together corporately here this morning, Father, it is desperate. You know that, but you tell us to ask, to seek, to knock, and that's what we're doing. Lord, we know the forecast with the meteorologists, and we know you're greater than that. This week with the heat forecast doesn't sound good. Father, we would ask that you would show your power and your glory, that you would rearrange the weather patterns different than what the forecasters are saying, that you would surprise them, that you would surprise us. Father, that you could bring showers of rain to this area. This is your creation. As we just sang, all creatures of our God and King, they praise you. The pastures need it. The fields need it. The trees need your life-giving water. The livestock, Lord, if it is what it's said to be, we ask for your mercy upon the livestock. And be with the farmers as they try to adjust and make plans, Lord, to protect them and help them through. Father, we know you are faithful. We know your grace is sufficient in all things, and you will bring us through. And we thank you for that. Now, Lord, we pray for our nation, our troops. Thank you for their service so faithfully to our nation, day in and day out. Watch over them, whether they're here at home or abroad. Be with our leaders. Guide them by your Spirit. Father, I pray this so often. It is your word, and we stand upon it, that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and you, Lord, you turn it whithersoever way you will, even as you turn the rivers of water. And so we thank you for that. Pour out your Spirit upon our nation and bring revival, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Psalm 46:1, I think you know it well. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. We're going to stand and sing the Lord's Prayer this morning in place of the doxology. So if you'd stand with me, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. This day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Thank you, Father, for that beautiful prayer. Whether we say it, pray it, sing it, Lord, it is to you and to your glory as we bring our offerings here into your storehouse, sowing them as seed into that box, just as we sow the seed into the ground. We thank you for the harvest. Lord, you are faithful to supply and provide for all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You are the one, as we sometimes sing, who can make a way when there seems to be no way. And Father, I pray in this time too of the drought, give wisdom, Lord, especially to our farmers. Give them wisdom by your Spirit on each step of the way, what to do when, Lord. You hold the future and you know the future. We just go day by day. So thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your blessings. And multiply these gifts for your kingdom, we pray, in Jesus' name. And Father, we confess our faith together through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the one holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Joni Handel, the children can come, please. Joni's going to fill in for Ann. Thank you so much for doing that.
Justin, am I? There we go. I'm on. Hey, guys. I'm going to do this a little different today because I got a demonstration for you, okay? So for you guys that are over there, you might want to swing around over here because I'm going to go up there, okay? So you can see what I'm doing. Make sure I'm doing it right. You think that's possible? So Pastor's been talking about the Holy Spirit, right? On Sundays a little bit. So we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit a little bit more. But I'm going to show you something, and I hope it works. They don't make toy cars like they used to. So we'll see if this works. So, do you guys think that I can move this car without touching it? I can move it all day long like this, right? I could blow it, yeah, you're right. But let's see if I can make this move. By golly, look at there, it moves. Not a lot, but it moves. They don't make toy cars like they used to. And they didn't make them very good when my kids were kids either, because my kids broke them all the time. They used to make them out of metal, so they were hard to be broken. What is this? Have you guys ever seen one of these? It looks like a pen. Trent, do you know what that is? Does Dad have those in his shop? It's a magnet, see? I can move that car all day long. Luckily, they have a little tiny piece of metal in the rear axle. I'm holding the stick, yep. But that little stick is holding onto a little bitty piece of metal in the back tire. And that's how I was moving it. Okay? Because see, I can put it on the hood all day long and it doesn't do anything. There's no metal there. But I can go like this and it moves. Okay?
You can move it without touching.
The magnet. You have to ask Dad if he's got a magnet in the shop and have him teach you a few things. Sorry, Ben, you have a project this afternoon.
My dad has one in the house.
Your dad has one in the house? Cool. Okay, so that was pretty amazing, wasn't it? That was kind of neat. I didn't do it with any special powers, because we all know we don't have special powers, right? But God gives us somebody special, doesn't he? Does anybody know who that is? Jesus is special, yep, but he sent somebody. Remember a couple weeks ago I talked about that special, when the guys were up in that room and somebody special came to help them, a comforter and a healer and a counselor? Do you remember who that was? Started with an H. Right, who said that? Good job, McKinley. The Holy Spirit. God sends the Holy Spirit to help us. And this magnet is kind of like God's Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit can move us to do things, right? Just like this magnet can move the car. The Holy Spirit does that, okay? The Bible says when Jesus knew it was time for him to leave the earth and return to heaven, he called all of his friends together. And who was Jesus' friends at that time? What was their names? The disciples. Yep, he called them all together. He said he would leave the Holy Spirit to live in them. When we believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live in us too. Now, can we see the Holy Spirit? No, but we know he's there, right? We can feel him. If we ask God for help, the Holy Spirit comes along and he helps us, okay? Just like we can't see the magnet actually working. We don't see it, but we know that it works. OK? okay? Just like that, we can see the Holy Spirit guides us through each and every day. So, when you guys came into church this morning, did you see people singing? Do you suppose the Holy Spirit was moving those people to worship him and to sing along with? Or maybe when you see a lonely boy at school. So we all know school's coming, right? And when you go to lunch, sometimes you see a boy or girl sitting all by themselves. Do you ever feel like somebody's telling you you should really go sit with them and talk to them? Do you know who tells you to do that? That's the Holy Spirit guiding you and telling you, go be their friend. Go talk to them, okay? That's the Holy Spirit guiding you and helping you, okay? So that car or that magnet has to be close to the car to move it, right? So what do we have to do for the Holy Spirit to work in us? We have to pray and sing and come to church, and we got to believe in Jesus, okay? So when you guys are coming here, you're getting all kinds of the Holy Spirit is heaping into you. So it's a great thing that you're here, okay? Make sure you keep coming. We're glad to see you. We love all of you, okay? And make sure you talk to Jesus at night. When you say your prayers, talk to him like he's your friend, because he wants to hear from you. He wants to hear about your troubles. He wants to hear about all the fun things that you do. Talk to him like he's your best friend, because he loves you, okay? Let him be your guide. Should we pray, guys? Can you pray with me? God, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to guide us in the way you want us to go. Help us to stay close to you so that we can feel the power of your Holy Spirit in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Joni. Appreciate you always being willing to help. 387. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Yes, he is. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the Spirit of the living God, that you are here moving among us, that you are here living within us. Lord, before we look into the Word, one thing I just remembered that I didn't lift up to you was with Tyler Ulmer and his son Henry. And we pray, Lord, that that can work out for next weekend. For them to be together, I know that's a desire of Tyler's heart, of Cindy and Mark's hearts, and we just lift that to you and ask for you to help that to be so. Lord, now for your word. Thank you for your word, the living word of God that is so amazing, so wonderful. As you speak to us by your Spirit, we open our hearts and our minds to receive from you this day that you would lead and guide us. And Father, I ask for you to speak through me by your Spirit to those gathered here this morning I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 16 is where we'll be at today. 2 weeks ago, we were in John chapter 14. This is on the night before the cross, John 13 through John 17, all as Jesus is together with his disciples on that night. John 14 and 16, he's giving them instruction about the Holy Spirit. So important. So our theme this summer, these months, as I get to it anyway, is going to be on the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives as believers. The work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So important. Next Sunday, I'm having to take these breaks because next Sunday is communion, so I'm going in that direction. God willing, the Sunday after we'll come back. There's much to say about the Holy Spirit. One of his main purposes is to empower the church so that we can live for him and work for him on this earth. You are Christ's ambassadors on this planet. For this time and this age, it is not by accident that you are living here in South Dakota at this time in history. God wants to work through all of us by his Spirit. So oftentimes we think and we probably say, myself included, oh, I can't do that. But with God's power and his Spirit, we can. Philippians 4:13 tells us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me by the power of his Spirit. So just a quick review on this from 2 weeks ago when we were in John chapter 14 and I read 13 verses in that chapter, and we saw that four times in those verses Jesus said a phrase similar to this. I'm just going to read one of the verses, 15, that's in that 14th chapter. If you love me, you will obey what I command. Four times he says that in the context of telling them about the Holy Spirit. Because so how? We're thinking, they were probably thinking, how are we going to do this, Jesus? You're saying you're going to leave us, and we're supposed to carry on the mission and the ministry. And he says, I'm going to give you another counselor. John 14, I'm going to ask the Father. He'll give you another counselor to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. That's the Holy Spirit. Now, in this review, I'm back in chapter 14 yet, okay, of John. Listen, at this point, I want you to count, as I read this, you count in your head, how many times Jesus is referring to the Holy Spirit as him or he. Okay? Here we go. You listen. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. What's the answer? Five times. He's referring to the Holy Spirit. Why am I making this point? Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit always as he or him. He doesn't say it. Sometimes I hear that. Maybe sometimes here, not so much, different places where we've been, they'll refer to the Holy Spirit as an it. He is not an it. He is he. All right? He is a divine personality, person of the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three in one. God is God the Father, always in Scripture. God is not Mother God. No, I've been to a church once in Kentucky years ago, Connecticut, went to visit my cousin. It was a day early before the conference meetings when they were in Springfield, Massachusetts. My cousin didn't live far. I said, I'd like to go to church tomorrow morning. And do you go? Well, we don't go much, but when we go, this is where we go. So here we go. Get in the service, and the prayers are to Mother God and all of this stuff. And when we got out, I said, well, if it's better, you just don't go there because you're wasting your time. Good night. The Holy Spirit is He. God the Father is He. Period. All right? So he said to them in chapter 14, by the way, let me say this too before I go on. I am probably only going to get through about half of this outline today, okay? Just telling you up front. As, you know, I got to get the outline now that I put it in. Years back, there was never an outline for you. So you never knew if I got through my whole sermon or not. I was thinking about that yesterday. Lord, why is it? I've had several times recently. I think I've got this whole sermon planned, and when I go through it again on Saturday a couple times and this morning, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to get through this. And that's what came to me. Before you had an outline in your hands, you never knew. Now you know. That's how it happens. So I'm going to give you another counselor, John 14. And we talked about that. That word another in the Greek, Jesus was saying, he's going to be one besides me, in addition to me, and just like me. That's, well, what would we expect? He's God. He's in it also, Jesus was saying, this isn't scripture, I'm just saying what it means. He, this helper, is going to do for you what I would do for you if I was right here with you. Sometimes we think, and I have too, I wish I could have lived where Jesus, when Jesus lived. And that would have been cool. It's amazing enough to be able to walk where Jesus walked when we went to Israel. Incredible. But, and it would have been incredible to live when he lived. But you know, in those 33 and a half years that he lived on this planet, estimates are that he never traveled more than a 200-mile radius from his birthplace. That's not very far. In our day and age, that's not very far. Now, did he walk more than 200 miles? Of course, he walked thousands of miles, but it was always within that 200-mile radius of Israel, sometimes over into Jordan, the present-day country of Jordan, once when he was a baby down into Egypt. But so you had to be right there if you wanted to be with him. And we have it so much better. We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us all the time, every day, guiding us, the Spirit of truth. He is who he is. So a little more on this review. So when he says, I'm going to give you another counselor, helper, just like myself, what did Jesus do? We looked 2 weeks ago after his resurrection, on the afternoon and evening of that resurrection in Luke 24, two times it says, and he opened the scriptures to them. One was with the two on the road to Emmaus after he revealed himself to them that resurrection day afternoon. The Bible says he opened the scriptures to them. Then that night, those two guys go booking it back to Jerusalem, 7 miles, remember? The other 11 of the disciples, the main 11, these two were not of the 12. They're in the upper room. They get there all excited, hearing that these guys talking that Mary Magdalene had seen Jesus. They're then telling their story. We saw him too. And then all of a sudden, there he is, right in their midst. And that verse says in Luke 24:45, then he opened the scriptures to them. So that's what the Holy Spirit, one of his works in our lives is today. As we ask him to do that, he will do it. All right, let's come up to today. You say, well, that's why you only get through half. I know. The work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So again, number one, if you're filling in outlines, I'm under where it says body, okay? Number one, he is our counselor. He is our counselor. So John 16, verses 5 through 7, this is still on the night before the cross. Now, Jesus talking, now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, where are you going? Because I've said these things, you are filled with grief. And they were. They certainly were. But I tell you the truth. Yeah, and I love this part of the verse. You've heard it before many times. It is for your good. It is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. Who's the counselor? The Holy Spirit, right? Unless I go, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I'll send him to you. After his resurrection, how many days later was the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was poured out? 50. Yep, whoever said 50. 40 days later was his ascension. I might have heard of 40. It's okay. 40 days he ascended into heaven. 10 days later, Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out. Makes 50 days after the resurrection. Okay, jumping up to verse 12 in that 16th chapter. Now let me read this. You count again how many times Jesus, when he's referring to the Holy Spirit, he says he or him. Here we go. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. How many? Oh, I heard 5, 6, and 7. Well, 7 is the right answer. Yay, 7 is the answer. Made me make sure I counted right in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It is. He or him. Don't refer to the Holy Spirit as an it. Please, please, please. Counselor. All right. In the Greek, this is important. It's in your outline there too. That word in the Greek is parakletos. Okay, not that you need to know that really. But there is a sevenfold meaning in that word of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Sevenfold, that's pretty amazing. And I have, and if you have an amplified Bible and you would read those, that verse in John 16, the verse in John 14, you would see it. It brings it out. Those seven, the sevenfold meaning and work of the Holy Spirit. Here it is, the first blank. Helper. Second, comforter. Third, advocate. 4, intercessor. 5, counselor. 6, strengthener. 7, standby. That is all what he wants to do in our lives. All of those things. And we're going to work through those. Today I'm on counselor. Okay. So if you have NIV Bible, it reads counselor. If you have the Old King James, it would read comforter. If you have New King James or ESV, it would read helper. So you see, it's bringing out 3 different ones of those just in those different translations. But it's exciting. So we're focusing on the Holy Spirit as our counselor. We know what a counselor does. He leads, he guides, he instructs, he directs, he, as the Holy Spirit, he, but in the natural could be he or she. There's all kinds of counselors in the natural, right? There's guidance counselors. There's marriage counselors. There's addiction counselors. There's food and or diet counselors, coaches maybe. There's fitness counselors. There are religious counselors. There's, and we could go on. But who's the best counselor? The Holy Spirit of God who lives within us. He's number one. And guess what? He can work through all of those other counselors that I just mentioned, people. That's why I always recommend if someone needs or wants professional counseling, try to find a Christian counselor. Oh, try your best to do that if that's needed. He is our counselor. Now, here's just a little deal I had read that I want to stick in here. Regarding a religious counselor, okay? So this man here, he was of the Catholic faith, and so he was going to his confessional one day, And he got in there, and he said to the priest, he said, I have stolen a fat goose from a poultry yard. And the priest said, that is very wrong. The man said, would you like to accept it, Father? The priest said, certainly not. Return it to the man you stole it from. The confessor said, but I have offered it to him, and he won't have it. The priest said, in that case, you may keep it yourself. The confessor said, thank you, Father, and he left. When the priest arrived home that evening, he found only to find that one of his own geese had been stolen. I thought that was good. He was trying to say, I tried offering it to you. You told me to keep it, right? Did you get it? You know, I'm not very good at those deals, but I just wanted to throw one in there. The Holy Spirit is our counselor, and he is the best. So how does he lead us? Well, number one, and I've said this many times before, but number one is by his word, okay? That's the number one way he leads and guides. So that's where we need to look to first and always. Because if we're not, we're missing so much guidance of practical areas in our lives. Yes, then there are many areas of our lives where we don't find what to do as far as our career, our schooling, I can't say our wife or our husband, because there is much guidance about that in Scripture. What you're going to plant for crops, how you're going to sell it, when you're going to sell your cattle, and all of the complexity of marketing that you deal with. It's so complex. But when he does clearly speak from his word, then we got to follow as best as we can. Listen, here's a couple examples. Ephesians 5, 17 and 18. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Okay, we're going to know the next phrase is going to be pretty clear, right? What the next phrase is, you don't have to ever question, boy, can I do this? Can I do this thing? I wonder. You know what the next phrase is? Here, understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. That's wild living. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Is there ever a reason to think, boy, I'm going to get on that party bus tonight, and since I'm not driving, I am just going to get plastered? No. No. The wedding we went to the end of May, when we missed that Sunday, this wouldn't be anybody you'd ever know. So, but Rachel was in the wedding, and so, of course, you get on the bus and do your thing, and she didn't do her thing, of course. But when we got to the wedding, when they got to the reception, I should say, there was a guy taller than me, and he was wobbling all over the place. And then he'd head to the bathroom, then he'd come back out, and he'd go back in, and he'd come back out. And Rachel and Caleb were at our table, and I said, that's interesting. She said, you should have seen it on the bus. Puked on the bus. Now, was he a Christian? I have no idea. But as God's people, it's clear, right there. Okay? It goes on. It is God's will that you should be sanctified. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 and 5. Here he's saying it clearly. Avoid sexual immorality. God is clear in his word about one man, one woman. He's clear about male and female. He's very clear on these things. And I could go on with his word. He leads us. He tells us, as husbands, how to love our wives. As wives, how to respect and honor husbands. As parents, he tells us how to treat our children. As children, he tells us how to respond to our parents. Clearly, the Bible tells us many things. By his Spirit is that second way that he leads, and that's where I'm going to wait to get in until 2 weeks from today, God willing, because there's far more that I have than what I could get into today. And he does lead by his Spirit. Let me say this. Many times it could be just as you're going through your day, somebody comes to your mind that you really haven't thought of for a while. You're like, wonder why I'm thinking of that person today. Probably God is wanting you to pray for them. Well, how do I know what's happening? You probably don't, but God does. So you just lift that person up. Lord, I lift this person before your throne. If there's something going on there, I pray for them. Pray for them by name. Just real quick, and one example, this last Wednesday. So Wednesday, you know, I got this call at noon from Mark. Mark's family were on vacation, so the assisted living had called Mark. He's the first one. Hey, there's this deal going on with your dad. It seems like he's having a stroke. What do you want us to do? Mark calls me. Hey, can you get up to Sioux Falls? I said, I can, yeah, but it'll be an hour and whatever. Well, what do you think? Call the ambulance? Yep, call the ambulance. If it's a stroke, of course, you know. So as I'm going, yes, I'm praying. Well, that I know the situation, but while I was going, it came to me. Wednesday morning, as I was working in the office, I was so unsettled in my heart. And I just said to the Lord, what is going on? I don't usually feel this way. What is the deal? And I was praying, asking the Lord, but I didn't pray a lot more than that. I wish I would have. Not that it probably would have changed the situation, but when I got on the road, the Lord just brought that to my attention, not with an out loud voice, but just in my mind. That's why. That's why you were so unsettled this morning. Because that was going on, building through the morning with my dad. It wasn't till noon when the speech went and all this other stuff left. And praise the Lord, that's back. But do you want to come up, Jennifer, please? So I want to just have a short time of prayer here. We're going to sing. What are we singing? I Stand in Awe, thank you. But I'm wanting her to just play this quietly. There's a lot of needs. There's a lot of needs in many ways. Physical needs, spiritual needs, struggles with the weather. I obviously I'm not a farmer, but it weighs heavy on my heart too. I know the work you put into it. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives within our hearts. Lord, we need you. We need you more than ever in this day and age in which we live. Things in the world seem crazy. In many ways, we look at our nation. We look at the flooding in Kentucky, the lives lost down there, where there's an abundance, more than an abundance of rain. We come here, we're dealing and struggling with the drought. And there's big decisions to be made, especially for those that work the land and have the livestock. So, Lord, you said you're our counselor. I pray for your wisdom and your peace in these decisions of what to do. You are our helper. You help us through these different times. We just read Psalm 46 that says, God, you are our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. And so we rest in you, Lord. We do all we can in the natural. We prepare the fields, we plant the seed, we fertilize, we do all that we know to do in the expense of it in this day and age. But Lord, without your life-giving rain, that doesn't work, and we know that. But we rest in you. We rest in your everlasting arms. For you are faithful. You are the faithful one. And you will make a way. It might not be how we think it should be, but you will make a way where there seems to be no way. Those with loved ones walking through health situations, which are many, Father, give them strength. Especially, I think of the caregivers. It can be challenging, Lord, but your grace is sufficient, more than enough. You are the God who is more than enough. Maybe family situations, challenges there. Father, bring your healing, bring your blessing. Maybe it's a work situation, in a job, Lord, that's difficult right now. Just guide and bring peace to that situation. Or a loved one passing, there's been several this week. Father, again, bring your comfort. Thank you for heaven as their home. So all this we lift to you. Help us, Lord, to be more sensitive to your leading. Teach us how to be led by your Spirit, to resist the works of the flesh. Lord, I pray that the flesh would not be so strong, but that the leading of your Spirit would overpower and we would hear your voice within and follow you. Thank you for these things. Thank you for blessing this congregation and this community, Lord. In Jesus' name, we love you, Father, with all of our hearts, and we stand in awe of you. Amen. Let's stand as we sing that. It's number 80 in the hymnal or 43 in your praise book, whichever you would prefer. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? Are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above, and I stand in awe of you. Yes, we do. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? Beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. And So, Father, we do. We stand here in your presence, in the stillness of it, of your majesty. I pray that you have touched hearts and minds and bodies this morning, that we can go out of here with a greater hope in our hearts and lives and minds, knowing that because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. That Jesus, because you live, all fear is gone. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. There's nothing greater than his presence. Brings me to tears every time. Please receive the benediction. And now may the Lord go with you. May he go ahead of you to guide you, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his peace. Amen. And we will sing one more as a prayer for our nation. God bless America. Seated. Thank you, Jennifer, for the beautiful music. Have a wonderful day. Sorry, wish I could greet you all. Thanks. Steve will usher you out. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.